Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and I'm joined by Marnie Werner and special guests. Marnie.
Yes, nice to be here. And today we have with us Newell Searle and Diana Madsen from Second Harvest Heartland.
Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
So you're visiting our fair area in southern Minnesota to drum up some support for kind of an interesting initiative. You want to tell us about that, Newell?
Sure. We serve 41 counties of Minnesota, including most of southwest and west central Minnesota, as well as the metro area. And we serve through local food shelves and meal programs by distributing grocery products. But it's very hard to reach the last mile, to get the food the last mile to the people who need it, particularly in rural counties where the population is more spread out and there are fewer agencies to work with. So we have been working with a group in Mankato for Blue Earth County called Feeding Our Communities Partnership. And it's a broadly based collaboration of business, faith groups, campus kitchen, chamber of commerce, the CAP agency, and many others, developing initiatives to identify local food sources that could be used to feed hungry people and then to get it distributed. And in the last year, this group has started a food rescue program, which receives grocery products from two Cub stores, a Sam's Club, and the Walmart in Mankato, and this all goes to the Echo food shelf and is then redistributed to people in need, as well as receiving food products from Second Harvest Heartland. And so we are in the process of learning from Feeding Our Communities Partners in order to start collaborations in other counties of western and southwestern Minnesota.
And maybe that's where Diana comes in. You actually reside down in the southwest part of the state?
That's right. I live in Heron Lake. I work for Second Harvest Heartland, so I'm one of the first representatives of the organization to be in the outstate areas of Minnesota. And I'm the community programs advocate, so I am working to begin some planning in our outstate areas.
Okay, and so what are some of the things that you find to be most difficult in getting people connected to sources?
There are a number of obstacles, anything from transportation issues to language barriers and just the sheer demographic barriers that affect people in being able to get to food shelves and other feeding sites.
Okay. It sounds like a big task, but you have lots of help, I understand.
We do. They're called citizens. And I've never met anyone who said, I think hungry people should be left to be hungry. Everyone has a natural affinity, I think, to want to do the right thing. And the task becomes putting before them an opportunity that they can grasp and say, I can do that.
Well, I'm sure you'll always have people who want to help out in that regard. I want to thank our guests today from Second Harvest Heartland, Newell Searle and Diana Madsen. And I also want to thank Marnie Werner for joining us today as well from the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, and next week we'll have part two of this two-part series on the Second Harvest Heartland.